It's time to check in with our point person on principled behavior. Randy Cohen writes the ethicist column for the New York Times Magazine and addresses the ethical dilemmas of our listeners every other weekend on All Things Considered. And he joins us from our New York Bureau. Welcome, Randy.
Hi, Howard.
Today's letter comes from William Gooch, who's in South Holland, Illinois, and he writes this. I was recently able to buy tickets for a baseball game that are difficult to get and are much prized. There's a lottery for would-be buyers, and I got lucky. I bought tickets for myself and some extras, which I could sell to a broker for enough of a profit to cover my own tickets. Now the event is sold out. William continues, a friend would like to buy some tickets. If he goes to a broker, he'll pay twice what the broker would pay me, which is about six times the face value. And he goes on to ask, should I, A, sell the tickets to my friend at face value, B, sell the tickets to my friend for more than face value, even though that's illegal, or C, sell the tickets to the broker and not tell my friend I ever had extras? Now, Randy, this is a multiple choice test, and we do have William Gooch on the line. But first, we want to ask you, is there one right answer here?
It seems to me that William's real choices, as he phrases it, are either to lie to his friend or to exploit his friend. And I do think it's an ethical obligation of friendship that we don't exploit our friends. He has no obligation to sell the tickets to his friend at all. But if he does, it seems to me he ought not see his friend as his customer, and he should sell the ticket at face value.
Okay, let's hear what the ethically troubled William Gooch has to say about this. Mr. Gooch, what do you think of Randy's solution?
I don't like it much.
Now, why do you say that?
It seems unethical not to tell my friend about the tickets and just sell them to a broker. I don't know. I guess I feel like I'm going to be losing something if I just sell them to my friend at face value.
Okay, now, what do you do for a living?
Accountant.
So you're looking at this in sort of a profit and loss, but Randy's pointed out that this is a friend,
yeah.
not a customer.
I'd feel different about it if a friend came to you and said, I have an accounting task to be performed. Would you do it for free? You have no obligation to do that. That's your profession, and your friend shouldn't exploit you. But you're not connected with professional baseball in any way, so that this is not your job, and that you ought not look to an ordinary exchange of friendship as a chance to turn a buck.
Yeah.
Maybe this person isn't such a deep friend then.
They aren't a close friend. If it was a close friend, I probably would just give them the ticket.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. Think about it some more, I guess. I've got a couple months before the game.
Well, one way to see it is you bought the tickets. They're now yours. They're a commodity you own. And if you'd rather have the cash than see the game, they're yours to sell. The argument against this is that to profit from some kind of production to which you contributed nothing makes you a parasite. That's, I think, why so many of us are offended by the idea of scalping. There are things the venue can do about it, like the ballpark could simply raise its prices up to the level that scalpers would charge. That would solve the problem. But then we have a new problem. All the tickets become very expensive. You know, a venue is free to set conditions about its tickets, and they could make a condition no resale. When you get a gym membership, you have to show ID when you use it. You can't resell that to your friend. And they could do something similar with hard-to-get tickets, where they want to keep prices low. It's a little cumbersome to have to show ID at the gate, but it's not impossible, and I think it solves the scalping problem.
Mr. Gooch, does that change your mind at all?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Oh,
but
man,
that is a good solution for scalping.
You're a tough customer, Mr. Gooch, a tough ethical customer, but you have a lot to think about.
Thank you for helping me out.
Thank you for joining us. If you have a nagging question that requires the ethical once-over, write us. The email address is watc@npr.org, and be sure to put the word ethics in the subject line. Give us your daytime and evening phone numbers, and you may be put in the position of having Randy Cohen mess in your business. Thank you, Randy.
A pleasure, Howard.